In claustrophobic North India, where generations have grown up breathing in deadly air, dust is a normal part of everyday life. I am Sam Mohan, and you're listening to I Smell It, Taste It, Feel Its Heaviness, Life in Delhi's Dust by Anandi Mishra. It was February in Manali, Himachal Pradesh, in the Western Himalayas. As the winding highway took a turn along the Bees River, our taxi's clean, just-washed windshield quickly gathered a thick patina of dust. Dogs chased the car, their limbs like the flapping wings of a bird struggling to move through a dust storm. I scanned the dawn mountainscape for lights, subconsciously looking for even the remotest semblance of city life and saw more dust. As we rolled up the side windows, the dust was already between our teeth, covering our clothes and the book in my hand. As part of a recent series of major infrastructure projects in the state, a new tunnel was inaugurated by the Prime Minister in October. As work gets on constructing a six-lane highway to connect this remote town with higher areas in the Himalayas, we watched roadside buildings, shops, and small towns are all bathed in what looked like months of dust and pondered the true cost of this development. Dust is everywhere in North India, like a trail left behind by the development, marking its territory. It doesn't even leave us alone during vacation. On the highway, in our food, in the washrooms, the dust is omnipresent. At the start of this trip, on a late February night, we boarded the state transport bus from Delhi to Manali. Through the 12-hour road journey, we were constantly disturbed by a miasma of dust combined with vehicle fumes. Wading through a thick haze, our bus driver tried to maneuver his way through the slow traffic. That night, unable to stop for dinner or even washroom breaks, I felt more restricted than ever by the dust.